perfect to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend. Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again.
Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. Simple 24 words, words that nobody should object to. But we haven't done it. It's been over 35 years, and it's my opinion that it's outrageous that we don't have an equal rights amendment to our United States Constitution. And joining us today to talk about the ERA is bill sponsor, State Senator Heather Steens. Welcome to the show.
I am hearing you. Are you
okay.
not hearing me?
Now I'm hearing you. There you are. Thank you. So tell us what happened. You sponsored a bill, and the bill passed through the Senate last week. Is that right?
That is correct, and it is overdue. Afghanistan has a human rights, an equal rights amendment. We do not. It really is outrageous, as you said. We passed it with 43 votes last week in the Senate. We only needed 36. We had 8 Republicans. It was really bipartisan and really a terrific vote.
Let's just say, is Me Too sort of the prompting of this reintroduction of the bill?
I think it's giving it putting a lot of wind behind the sails for it. Absolutely. I know, particularly helping to make it bipartisan. We have a bipartisan women's caucus in the Senate that just recently formed. This was our first bill that we endorsed by that caucus. And my Republican women colleagues said they've been hearing from so many women in their districts, they just felt it was time to get it done. And so I really do think it's important to say we're hearing you. We understand that there's a concern about rolling back civil rights and what can happen with that. We need to make sure we really do have equal protection in the Constitution that we don't have right now.
And I want to talk a little bit more about that in a minute, but what are our chances here? Tell us the procedure that has to happen in order for the Equal Rights Amendment to pass.
Well, first, to just have it pass in Illinois, it needs to pass by a supermajority in both chambers. That's it. So we've now done it in the Senate. Now the House has to get it passed the same session. Representative Lou Lang is the lead sponsor, and I know he is working hard, along with a lot of advocates, to make sure they have the votes to pass it as well. If they do pass it as well, Illinois will have become the 37th out of 38 states needed to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. Nevada did it just last year. If we do it now, then we just need one more state. I know at least Virginia and Arizona are also looking to try to pass it as well. So we're hoping one of those states does as well.
Senator Steens, I read a statistic that says that almost 90% of all people in the United States don't understand that we don't have a provision in our Constitution or as one of the amendments that protects women equal rights. People just don't know that and are shocked by it. Is that your feeling from your constituents? Yeah.
That is, and that's the biggest problem we have actually in getting momentum behind it is they think people just assume we already have it. When we don't. In fact, in 2010, Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia was even publicly quoted as saying that, acknowledging that women do not have the same constitutional protections as men under our Constitution. It's not there. There's been laws and other things passed to try to provide more equal footing, but all that can get rolled back by acts of Congress or by state legislators. So it's very important that we actually do this and make sure that nothing can change for women, and we have the same basis as men for trying to protect our rights in court.
And I remember back, I believe it was the 70s, where Phyllis Schlafly was very adamant, and she really got a lot of women against this law, saying that this means that women can be drafted, this means that women don't get maintenance or alimony, this means that women's rights to custody of children will be affected. I don't know at the time how any of that was actually true, but what is your feeling as to what are the main arguments against an equal rights amendment?
The main arguments I hear right now are, one, we don't need it. I think a lot of people already assume we have it. You do hear some of those old arguments that Phyllis Schlafly used as well. But then another one we hear is that somehow it's going to undermine pro-life, that it's a pro-abortion law, which, you know, abortion issues are done under privacy laws. They're not done under any equal protection clauses anywhere in other, that other state constitutions may have. But that we also hear that argument. I don't think any of them are accurate or relevant, but those are the kinds of arguments we hear.
And that's very interesting that you brought that up, because I never heard that as an argument against the ERA. But as a lawyer, my first thought on that is that you're right. That the right to choose is based upon a right to privacy, which is found in the Constitution, or at least derived from the Constitution, and it has nothing to do with gender equality or equal protection or anything like that. So, you know, again, who would dispute this? I mean, what kind of people would say that this is just not a good idea? Even let's just say that we don't need it. Let's just say this is purely symbolic, that but we want an amendment that specifies that women are to be treated equally. What would be wrong with having an extraneous amendment that would help women and be symbolically good?
You know, I agree. And Illinois, with Phyllis Schlafly having led the charge against it, she was from Illinois. And Illinois was really the place the Equal Rights Amendment momentum died. I mean, so I really do think, if nothing else, it is important to sort of right the wrong that was done here in Illinois. That said, there are still groups out there that are organizing against. The Illinois Family Institute, which is very anti-LGBTQ rights, it's very pro-life. They're coming out against it, and I'm concerned that they'll try to make it difficult for people to, you know, both vote yes for this in the House.
And my guess, Senator Steens, is that in so doing, they're going to try to warp the meaning of it and try to warp it into something that is politically offensive to a group of our people. So I urge everybody out there to really look at this issue and be fair about it, not just take it as political talk and conjecture, but really read the law and read what it says and look and see if there's anything at all objective about saying that women should be treated equally with other people, right?
Exactly. When you actually read it, and that's when I actually show my colleagues who have any concerns, this is what it actually says. That's when they said, oh, of course that's fine.
I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it again, just because it's so simple. Everyone listen. Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. Right?
Exactly. And every constitution that's been written in modern time includes such a clause. We don't have one. I mean, it really is outrageous and very overdue.
And I don't want to, this may sound offensive in some ways, but it's amazing to me. And if you look at the history, African American men got the right to vote 50 years before women got the right to vote. And, you know, I just feel like it's, we have always, as a group, women have been the last to get the rights. I even looked at religion. Some of the cases that have come down over the years said that Jewish people couldn't vote. Then they uplifted that. So now religion can't be a reason for voting. Certain other qualifications can't be issues for voting. And yet women, they were the last ones to get the right to vote. And I feel like we're still behind the eight ball when it comes to this possible ERA passage.
Yes, and that's because that is the reality. And so there has been this three-state strategy of late to try to get three states to do it, Nevada being one, hopefully now Illinois, and hopefully one more. That won't necessarily end the battle, because some argue that it's past the deadline for ratification.
Right.
Although the 27th Amendment itself was ratified 203 years after it was initiated, so there's certainly precedence for it. And the Supreme Court has ruled that it's within Congress's power to determine the validity of state ratifications after the deadline. So Congress can absolutely, I think, has the authority to be able to make this, once we have the three states do this, make this part of the Constitution. And we need to at least get it there so we can have the legal battle if somebody chooses to take it that way.
Senator Steens, just a little bit off topic. You know, you come from a background of Princeton, a BA in Urban Studies, a Master's in Public Policy from Harvard's John Kennedy School. You've worked in the private sector. You've worked as a strategic planner for Chicago Public Schools, and you're a mother of three. So you have all these things going on in your life and all this background. Have you seen changes in the way women are treated in the workforce? And I'm going to add to it in the area of politics.
Well, yes. You know, I think we still see women are only at about 25% nationally of elected offices. When you track a group out of Brown University tracked over time, a group of men and women who were graduating who said they wanted to run for office, over time, men were much more likely to actually do it than women. And the only distinguishing issue there wasn't that women were less qualified. It was the self-talk. Women need to be asked to do it. Their own mind doesn't say, yes, I should put my hat in the ring. You know, I think there's still a mindset that we can have politically and otherwise. And we see that, I think, with some of the equal pay issues, too. Women don't go and advocate for themselves in the same way. They take care of everyone else around them, worry about others, and don't always just plow ahead themselves. And I think this is changing, but it's too slow. I think the Me Too movement now hopefully will give more weight, and I think there's a lot to be said that women are becoming stronger advocates for themselves, and that needs to continue to happen.
Thank you so much for joining us, Heather Steens, a state senator from Illinois. I think everyone should call their local elected officials and advocate for the Equal Rights Amendment, men and women alike. Thank you so much.
Please do.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.